Okay, we're in the middle of Daf Dalet Amud Aleph on the third Amar Ma. Amar Ma, Kol Zuchurafa L'Rabois as a Ketanim. When it says Kol Zuchurafa, it's going to include the Ketanim also Chayiv V'Re'iyah. Right, the more Akasha V'Hatanan, so Mishnah says, Chutz Mechera Shuz V'Kotan. Yeah, the Kotan's Potter. So, it's a stira. So, Ama Abaye Lo Kasha Kan V'Kotan Shehagia L'Chinuch. Right, this brisa is talking about a cotton shehagia l'chinuch. That's why he's chayiv and can, meaning the Mishnah. But cotton shelohagia l'chinuch. He's talking about a cotton shelohagia l'chinuch. That's why he would be potter. Now, ask the Gemara, cotton shehagia l'chinuch. The rabbanon he. It's only chayiv mid rabbanon. So why do you need a posuk to tell you he's chayiv? It's a rabbanon. It's not a posuk. So answer the Gemara. Ein hakanami. It's true. This kra over here is not the source for the din, really it was the din of the Rabbanon. And it's using it, the Rabbanon using it to support their din, a slight lashon smipos, the Rabbanon using it to support their din. So, ve'ela kra lamai also. So what is the pasuk actually coming for then? What do we learn from this pasuk? Meaning kol zechorcha. So answers the Gemara, look at the achirim, like the shita of achirim, the tanya that's a brisa, achirim oimrim. The following: Hamkameit, somebody who gathers together dog excrement to use it as a cleaning agent. The Metzarei Nechoshes, somebody who refines copper by the where they dig it out from, which is really smelly. These are all the common denominators between these; they all really stink. The Borsi, and a Borsi is like somebody who is a tanner who works with leathers, and it's a very smelly job. So these people are Paturim Minariya, the Potter Minariya. Why? So now we're using it as an exclusion, the kol. Mishum shenema kol zakurka. It says in the pasuk, kol zakurka, that's our pasuk. So what's misha yochol la'alois im kol zakurecha? Somebody who is able to go up to Yerushalayim with all of the guys. Yeah, I mean, they'll all go together, but these guys stink. And they're just going to have to, you know, they're going to be, you know, avoided. And so these people are not obligated in ri'iyah. So Yotsu Elu, excluding Elu, She'enim Ru'im La'alois, they're not fitting to go in Kol Zechorecha. So that's the exclusion of Kol Zechorecha, these stinky people. Okay, carries on, quoting the Mishnah now, Noshim V'avodim She'enim Shukhrorim. Okay. Bishlama Noshim. We understand why Noshim are potter from Re'iyah Kedah Amron, like we said, because we learned from Zohar. Okay, Ella Avodim Minolan. How do you know that Avodim are potter from the mitzvah of Re'iyah? So answers the Gemara, Amaravuna, Amakra, El Pnei Ha'odon Hashem. It says, with mitzvahs of Re'iyah, you're going up to the face, to see the face of Hashem, which is Adon, the master. Misha Einloi Ella Adon Echad, who's Chayvin Re'iyah, somebody who has only got one master. Yotze, excluding Zeh, an Eved, Sheyeshlo, Adon Acher. He has another master. So therefore, he's not Chayv in Re'iyah. Very good. Oh, and ask the Gemara, Halamali Kra, why do you need a posuk to exclude a Vodim? Michti, let's look. Now, we've got a principle. Kol mitzvah, Sheisha Chayev Esva. Any mitzvah that a woman is Chayv in it, Eved Chayev Ba. And Eved is also Chayav Bar. We're going to explain why. Okay. And Kol Mitzvah, She'ena Yisha Chayav Bar. And any mitzvah that a woman is not obligated in, Eina Eved Chayav Bar. How do you know this? Why do we like link an Eved to a woman? The Goma, La Me'isha. We may have a Gzereshova. La Me'isha. It says La with the Eved. It says La with the Isha. And we learn that they're on the same halachic status with regards to mitzvahs. So, and we know that women are not obligated in Re'iyah. So if women are not obligated in Re'iyah, so too Avodim are not obligated in Re'iyah. So why do I need a posuk to tell you that Avodim don't have to do Re'iyah? So what's the posuk for? So answers Ravina, which we're familiar with. Amar Ravina, says Ravina, Lo Nitzrucha, the posuk of El Panei Odon Hashem, coming to exclude, Ella, Mi, Lemi, somebody who shechetzioi eved, he's half an eved, v'chetzioi ben chorin, that he basically has half ownership on himself and he's half owned by somebody else. So over here, so he doesn't have a single master because it's half owned by somebody else. So therefore, he's going to be potter min aria from the pasuk of El Padei Adon Hashem. Says the Gemara, comments the Gemara, Daikanami, it's actually Meduyak in the Mishnah, Dikitani in the Mishnah, that these people are potter. Noshim v'avodim she'inim mushukrorim. That's the quote of the Mishnah. Yeah, my she'inim mushukrorim. Ask the Gemara, why do you need to add the word she'inim mushukrorim? Ilema she'inim mushukrorim chalal. If you want to tell me they're not freed at all, listen to the avodim. Why didn't the Mishnah just said avodim alone? Just say avodim. We're not avodim. We're not free. Okay, stam. Okay, Ella. Lav she'enim mushukrorim legamri. So isn't going to indicate to us that these people are not totally free? And mind you, what are these people? Mi shechetzio eved v'chetzio ben chorin. Shema mina. So we see over here that in the Mishnah, according to the Mishnah Rishona, was talking about mi shechetzio eved v'chetzio ben chorin, and we know that it's potter from El Penei Adon Hashem. Now, quoting the Mishnah again, v'chiga v'asuma v'choyla v'hazokin. These are also potter min ha'ri'ah. Tanu Rabbanan. The Rabbanan taught regalim. It says regalim in the pasuk. Prat the bali kabim. It's coming to exclude somebody who's got the bottom of his legs chopped off and has some kind of wooden things at the bottom of his legs, that he's potter min ha'ri'ah. Dava acher. Another opinion, because the other opinion, Rashi comments that basically some people learn bali kabim from Pa'amim, which we learned before. Yeah, so basically we've still got the regolim free to exclude somebody else. Dovrachei regolim, prat lechige, somebody who's lame, or lechoyle, somebody who's sick, or lechoyle, somebody who's blind, or lechoyle, and so an old person who's taking the point to walk, or lechoyle, yochol, la'alois, baraglov. All of these people are in a similar category, they find it difficult to get up there for whatever reason, so therefore they're going to be potter from Re'ia. Ask the Gemara though, the case that when he says in this price that he's not able to go up with his legs, kind of an overlap here over here. Lakora should be contained with one of the other ones, so there must be some like kind of new point over here. What's that? What is that coming to include? So Amar Rava says Rava laasuye mafanki. It's come to tell you that mafanki, somebody who's mufunak, somebody who's pampered, yeah, is not Chayiv in Ria. Why is that? Yeah, Dechsi. Because it says in Ishaya, Ki Savoyu Leira Ois. When people come to do the mitzvah of Ria, Ponai, Mi Vikesh Zois Miyadkam, who wants you? This wasn't such a good time. Chal Yisrael over here. Romois Chatzerai. Meaning, Romois means you're stampling in my courtyard. And what's understood over here is stampling in my courtyard with shoes on. And Hashem doesn't want people to come into the Azorah with shoes on. You're not supposed to take shoes off when you go into the Azorah. So we see over here, and these Mefankins people, he says, I don't go barefoot. I don't do that. I always wear shoes. You know, as a mitzvah, I don't do that. So since he's not prepared to take shoes off, he's going to be potter from Ri'ia. Okay. New point. Now we're going to have new exclusions that weren't mentioned in the Mishnah. People are potter from Re'ia. Tana, we've got a Braisa. Orel, somebody whose brothers, when they had a bris milah done to them, died. And his parents don't want to give him a bris milah because, you know, they don't want him to die either. Right, so Baha Tome, and someone who is Tome, if I touch some, share something, Paturin min Re'ia. These people are also potter from Re'ia. Okay, it says the Gemara, Bishlama Tome, you understand Tome. Because it says in the Torah, these are two pesukim over here, and we're going to have a hekesh between them. Ubasa Shoma, that's the first pasuk, and then the pasuk after that is Vahavesem Shoma. Okay, we're going to explain that. Kol Shieshnoi Bavia. So that's Ubasa Shoma. Anyone who comes to the base of Mikdash and enters it, Yeshno, he is Bahavar, he's also obligated. Havar means to bring, literally means bring korbanos. Okay, so if somebody comes to the base of the Mikdash, he also brings korbanos. V'chol she'enu bavia, somebody who does not able to come to the base of the Mikdash, yeah, enu bavar is not obligated to bring korbanos. I mean, you don't have to send korbanos with a shliach. If you can't go there yourself, yeah, you're not going to send your korban ri'ia for somebody else. So seeing as this Tommy person can't go into the base of the Mikdash, so therefore he doesn't bring a korban. So we understand why a Tommy person doesn't bring a korban. Ella Arel Menalam. But Arel, how do we know that he's potter min aria? What's the reason? Okay. So answer the Gemara, how many Rabbi Akiva he? Is going according to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, the Marbi La Arel Katomi. The Rabbi Akiva includes, right, it basically equates Arel to Tommy. How is that? The Tanya, we've got a Brisa. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says, Ish, Ish. This is talking about a Kohen that is prohibited to eat Truma when it's Tommy. And because it says Ish, Ish, right, there's a second Ish. Who's the second Ish who's also prohibited to eat Truma? The Rabbis, Esa Arel, is to include, to exclude, over here, the Arel is also, meaning Arel in our case, was able to do a Mila, is also to eat Truma. So too over here, yeah, with the Re'iyah is the same thing. We equate Arel to Tomei, and just as the Tomei does Potter min Re'iyah, so too Arel is Potter min Re'iyah. Okay, we'll stop there.